a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Now state affairs will now come to order. Welcome everybody with us today in person and on the internet. I would ask that you put your electronic devices on vibrate or turn them off. If you plan to testify on any of the bills we have today, please sign up on the back podium and use the pages, of whom we have many, to hand out any items you may have. At this point, I would ask the pages to come up and introduce themselves, who you are, where you're from, and your favorite superhero.
Hi, I'm Bryce Roberts from Highmore, and my favorite superhero would be Captain America.
Hi, my name is Camille Sipple. I'm from Groton Area High School, and my favorite superhero is my grandpa.
Hi, I'm Joshua Holzing. I'm from Aberdeen, and my favorite superhero is probably Iron Man.
Hello, my name is Victoria Dang, and I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and my favorite superhero is Spider-Man.
My name is Foster Berry. I'm from Kadoka, and my favorite superhero is Batman.
Hello, my name is Tanner Iwerks. I'm from Aberdeen. My favorite superhero is Classic Superman.
Hey boy. Appreciate the Aberdeen contingent. Always good to see good, solid folks from that part of the state. It's known for producing them, you know. All right, at this point, I would ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Representative Consett, Gibson, here. Gosh, here. Hunhoff, here. Killer, here. Munsterman, here. Nostrup, here. Parsley, here. Virtue, here. Westra, here. Wink, here. Conan,
here.
Lust,
here.
Richard Chair is a quorum.
We have a quorum present. I would ask for a motion to approve the minutes. Moved by Gosh, seconded by Munsterman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. All right. I just want to clear one thing up. There were some grumblings from my rights about the early hour in which we're getting started, and I will just say this. A good chair looks out for his committee, and given the time change with the switch to daylight savings, I thought it would be good to instill some discipline so you're not slacking. So it's done out of love, believe me. It's no comments. That would be out of order. So tough love, but love nonetheless. All right. At this point, we will get into our calendar. Senate Bill 107, an act to accommodate legislation on the state aid to education formula and to make an appropriation therefore. Proponent testimony in Senate Bill 107.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, Justin Cronin, Representative District 23. This is of another vehicle bill dealing with education. We had sent one over earlier to the Senate. We just want to keep this one alive so that we can give, if there is excess, you know, billions of dollars to education. But I would ask for your support to keep this thing alive and billions, yes, you know. We could have billions, but I do ask that we keep this alive because there is a chance that we might have some money at the end of the session, and if it is, then we have a vehicle in order to do so back into 2014. Thank you.
Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 107. Seeing none, is there opponent testimony on Senate Bill 107? Seeing none, we will take committee action. Representative Gosh.
Move to pass.
Motion by Gosh, second by Gibson. Discussion on that motion. Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would certainly hope that
knowing that we will have money left over that we can make an appropriation for higher teacher salaries in the state of South Dakota so we can retain our good teachers in the state.
Further comments on the motion? Seeing none, the motion is do pass. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Consett, Gibson,
here.
Gosh,
yes.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Killer,
aye.
Munsterman,
aye.
Nostrup,
aye.
Parsley,
aye.
Urchio,
aye.
Westra,
aye.
Wink, Cronin, Lust.
So,
Mr. Chair, 13 ayes.
That motion and receives the required number of votes. Passes. Senate Bill 107 will head to the floor. Next in our calendar is Senate Bill 108, an act to accommodate legislation on medical services. Proponent testimony on Senate Bill 108.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Scott Munsterman, Representative District 7, and my superhero is Representative Justin Cronin, because he is allowing me the opportunity to hoghouse Senate Bill 108.
I appreciate you coming instead of Representative Cronin.
What I'm going to do is distribute the amendment. We passed out of the House Health and off the floor of the House the Autism Spectrum Disorder Bill. It met resistance in the Senate Commerce Committee, unfortunately. And so when we began the discussion on this, though, before we even took hearing in the House Health, we talked to both groups, and they both agreed that we needed to study this issue. And so what, in essence, you have coming in front of you today would be putting together a work group, much like the Jolene's Task Force work group. I looked at two different options. One was presented by the executive branch as to the Health and Human Services Department and Department of Labor, you know, actually overseeing the study, which would cost about $100,000, their group hiring a consultant, versus us doing a legislative work group side of it. And I do favor this because we have much more active involvement on our part and who we can put on that committee, and the dollar amount is considerably less. So I guess I just would ask for your favorable approval, and so we can move forward and learn more about this specific disorder and the therapy that's there for it, and see where we end up at the end of the day. So with that, Mr. Chair, I'll end.
Thank you, Representative Munsterman. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 108. Seeing none, is there opponent testimony on Senate Bill 108?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Darla Pullman Rogers. I'm a registered lobbyist for Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield, also for AHIP, which is America's Health Insurance Plans, and NAFA of South Dakota. I just want to voice some concerns about moving down this path. We, Wellmark is not necessarily, or the groups I represent are not necessarily opposed to a study, and this has been done in some other states. But I would just point out to you that we probably do not need to legislate a study. And it's my understanding that the Health and Human Services Committee has already recommended a summer study on this topic. And in visiting with Senator Maher, who is the head of the e-board, he has committed to this being a topic for a summer study. So I don't believe that we need to legislate it. My second observation is that we are late in the process here. It's the last week of the session. Tomorrow is the last day for a bill to pass both houses. And while we do not necessarily oppose a study, it would be problematic if this bill is changed significantly on the floor of either house, and there would be no further opportunity for comment or input. So for those reasons, we do not believe that this bill is this amendment is necessary. Thank you.
Thank you. Further opponent testimony on Senate Bill 108.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Drew Duncan, and my son, who's 5 years old, would probably be pretty upset if I didn't take this opportunity to say my favorite anti-superhero is Dr. Doom. I'm an attorney.
As appropriate words as you prepare to testify.
Yeah.
It's kind of as an opponent.
It's kind of what I was thinking. My name is Drew Duncan. I represent Dakota Care, which is South Dakota's HMO operating in Sioux Falls. We're not against a summer study, per se, but as prior speaker has suggested, it's pretty tough to act as a proponent to a piece of legislation, even a hog house that you haven't seen. We do understand that there may be some talk for summer study today, and we certainly would prefer the method or the avenue by which Senator Maher has moved forward on this. And Dakota Care wants to just caution the committee or inform the committee that should there be a study of autism, that they want to ensure that study incorporates treatments with managed care guidelines, and that they have the opportunity to pre-authorize and continue to monitor and manage the care that's going to be rendered for autism spectrum disorder. Those are common protocols used in nearly every other health situation. They help to keep costs down, and most everyone here understands that managed care is a very, very important part of the health insurance carrier debate. So with that, I guess Dr. Doom and I are reluctant opponents.
Thank you. Further opponent testimony on Senate Bill 108? Seeing none, Representative Musselman, would you care for rebuttal?
Yeah, and I appreciate the testimony. I mean, this has been quite a discussion about this particular topic, and the House Health and Human Services Committee did make a recommendation for a summer study committee, and so this is the first that I have not visited with Senator Maher yet, but obviously he's one vote on the executive board, and I think by passing this forward, we're going to make sure that this gets done, and so I would appreciate your support.
Very good. At this point, we'll open up to questions by members of the committee. Representative Gibson. Representative Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think this would be for Representative Munsterman. If we proceed with the summer study as opposed to going back and trying to resurrect the bill, what happens to kids who are born after July 1st before we would do something for next July in terms of coverage for autism disorder?
Thanks for that question. That has been one of the biggest things that has caused the discussion to carry forward on the original bill, because currently there will be a gap in coverage, and if the bill would have passed, then it would have become effective January 1st of 2015, you know, with insurance coverage. Now we're looking at 2016. And that's just, you know, the hard part of not having that bill pass. So you're looking at a year and a half gap because that bill didn't pass. At least in the meantime, we can get this looked at harder, you know, and get more folks around the table. And then by January of 2015, hopefully we can have a solution that will get through so that by 2016, they will have coverage. So that's the unfortunate thing about this whole thing.
Further questions? Seeing none, I'll open up to committee action. Committee action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move Amendment 108JB.
Moved by Gibson, 108JB. Discussion on that motion, Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was involved with the Autism Spectrum Disorder Bill right from the beginning of the session, and it's taken many twists and turns, but I had some very concerned constituents about their children not being covered properly by their insurance companies, and that discussion also came up this weekend in my legislative coffee, and these parents are very, very disappointed in the lack of coverage that would ensue if something wasn't done this year in this session. And I do think that, you know, it is our job to legislate when we have a situation out there that affects many, many South Dakota children, and to have a couple of lobbyists come and tell us that they don't want to pay for, basically that they don't want to pay for services, isn't going to sway me from trying to get something done for our South Dakota children through legislation, because I think that is our job. So I'm I'm Dr. Optimism here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee.
I was going to say Wonder Woman, but that's fine. Represent Parsley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the reason I asked the question earlier was that I was very disappointed last week when the Senate bill died in the committee, or when the bill died in the House bill died in the committee. Personally, I have some experience with autism in our family, seen the countless hours that the parents of my nephew have spent working with him to help him move into society, and now he works, he goes to college, things have worked out well for him. But they didn't have these kinds of services available. He's 27 years old now. So to see the difference it makes in these kids if we catch them early, and that's the key to this whole thing. This delay stops us from starting this process early. That's the concern I have, because if you haven't applied this type of treatment by the time the child's five, your chances of the same type of success are significantly diminished. So I really wish we would have passed the bill out of the committee last week and we could have moved forward with this. I guess this is an okay second place for me, but I do think we're going to leave some kids. I know we're going to leave some kids behind by doing this, and that's very disappointing to me. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further comments on the motion 108JB? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes. All right, we are on to 108 as amended. Action by members of the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gosch.
I move do pass as amended.
Second.
Moved by Gosch, second by Gibson, do pass. Comments on that motion, Representative Gosch?
No comments.
I think we've had enough comments. We will vote. The motion is do pass. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Consett?
Aye.
Gibson?
Aye.
Gosch?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Killer?
Aye.
Munsterman?
Aye.
Nostrup?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Virtue?
Like,
Westra? Wink? Cronin?
Aye.
Lust?
Aye.
Rush's chair, there 12 ayes, 1 nay.
That motion, having received the required number of votes, passes. 108 will head to the floor as amended. Representative
I would move Title Amendment 108 JTB.
Everyone clear on the Title Amendment? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion passes. Next on our calendar is Senate Bill 168, an act to provide oversight and accountability to certain economic activities. Proponent testimony on Senate Bill 168.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Justin Cronin, Representative District 23. I'll let her get part of the way around. This hog house, this Senate Bill 168, comes from our meeting last Friday for a joint GOAT committee. The first set of audit reports from, I believe, Ide Bailey had mentioned that we don't have a requirement for background checks, background checks on the federal level, because our state statute does not have it in law. And we kind of danced around the concept because we were concerned with certain language dealing with every single department in South Dakota. So what we did was this amendment in front of you will deal directly with the Governor's Office of Economic Development. And if you, as you read through it, you'll see that it not only includes employees in the Governor's Office of Economic Development, I think the main point is in the third line. If you read through it, each person hired as an employee under the GOED, whose primary duties include financial account numbers, financial assistance, applicants or who have authority to authorize grants, loans, or other financial assistance, shall. And that's the big word there, shall submit to a criminal background investigation by means of fingerprint checks. In South Dakota, we don't necessarily require that And that, when it comes to the federal background check, they use the fingerprints to submit that. That's the biggest part of it. And then also down in the bottom part of the amendment, it also includes the commissioner, the deputy commissioner of economic development as well. It was something that came up, and I thought it was, you know, my first amendment that I had drafted encompassed all of state government. But we were, it's hard to require such a broad background check for everyone straight up. So we thought in the short time frame we have here, we could at least fix one of the problems that came up in the GOAC committee from the audit reports. And this is what I bring forward to you today, and stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 168. Proponent testimony. Any opponent testimony on Senate Bill 168? Seeing none, we'll open it up to committee questions.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gash.
Representative Cronin, we'd like to know your favorite superhero.
Newt Rockne, coach of Notre Dame from 1926 to 1935.
I think chair of House State Affairs would have been a better answer, frankly. But we'll let that go. Any other pertinent questions? Seeing none, Representative, we'll open up to committee action. Representative Virtue.
Move do pass.
Hold on a second.
Oh, on the amendment,
Substitute motion.
Move amendment 168 SA.
Everyone clear on the substitute motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Gibson. Motion is 168 SA. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. That passes. We are now to 168 as amended. Representative Virtue.
Thank you. Move do pass on 168A as amended, or 168 as amended. Thank you.
Comments, or is there a second?
Second.
Second by Wink. Discussion on that motion, Representative Virtue.
Oh, I think we've said it all. Thank you.
All right, seeing no further discussion, the motion before the committee is do pass on Senate Bill 168. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Konzett, Gibson.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Munsterman.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Virtue.
Aye.
Westra.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Lest.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 13 ayes.
Senate Bill 168 will head to the floor. That brings us to the end of our agenda. A couple items. Oh, I'm sorry. We need a title amendment. Representative Virtue.
Thank you. I move 168 STA title amendment to Senate Bill 168.
Second by Cronin. Discussion on that title amendment. Seeing none. All those in favor of the title amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. That title amendment passes. All right. I had sent out an email. I had my intern send out an email last week to discuss potential summer study topics. We've addressed one in a bill. Does anyone else in the committee have summer study proposals? Anyone? Very good. I see none. Oh, Representative Nordstrom.
Since this is your last committee meeting, I would like a summer study to figure out how to replace the current chair of state affairs.
I second that motion. That's a due pass on that motion.
Mr. Chair, substitute motion.
We will move to other committee action. I would like to thank Dave Ortbahn and Josh Klum for their loyal service, actually for the last 4 years, but this is a little token of our gratitude as a committee for this year. I do appreciate all the work you do, and I know the committee does as well. I would also like to commend this committee as my last committee in state affairs for the last 4 years. It's been a wonderful experience. This is no question the best committee in the legislature. You're professional, and you handle yourselves with decorum always, and I've very much appreciated chairing the committee. I would have one request of my successor, and that would be that he or she make sure that they give Representative Gibson a hard time. That's the one requirement of being chair of this committee. So, Representative Gibson.
Mr. Chair, I volunteer to be committee chairman.
That dies for lack of second. Representative Punoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When we really do appreciate your service with all seriousness. It's going to be the legislature's loss to see you go, and it's going to be your family and your community's gain, I'm sure. But you've been very fair to the minority side, and I think fair to everyone on the committee. And the committee as a whole has been good. I think we've, for a committee that's known for its political nature, I think we've been about as bipartisan as you could hope to be. And I appreciate all of us, all my fellow colleagues on the committee, but especially you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Mr.
Chair. Thank you. Representative Gibson.
Mr. Chair, even I will miss you.
Yes. Any other comments? Representative Cronin.
I'd love to sit here and talk for the next hour and 45 minutes about how wonderful our chair is, but I would move to adjourn.
Seeing no second, we're still open. We're still in the comment phase of the meeting. All right, the motion is to adjourn. We have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.